This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's outgoing president has acknowledged his nation at times did not tell part of the truth to its people during his eight-year tenure. That comes as he prepares to leave office with his signature nuclear deal with world powers in tatters and tensions high with the West. President Hassan Rouhani's comments aired on state television Sunday and come as officials in his government have appeared rudderless in recent months as series of crises ranging from the coronavirus pandemic to parching drought fuel public protest. President-elect Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, will be inaugurated Thursday. Israel's prime minister has directly blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people. Tehran, meanwhile, has denied being involved in the assault. Comments Sunday by the premier Naftali Bennett and the Iranian foreign ministry spokesman come after the strike Thursday night on the oil tanker Mercer Street. That assault marked the first known fatal attack after years of assaults on commercial shipping in the region linked to tensions with Iran over its tattered nuclear deal. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader has repeated his pledge to hold fresh elections in 2 years and cooperate with Southeast Asian nations on finding a political solution for his country. Senior General Ming Aung Hlaing said during a recorded televised address that conditions must be created for free and fair elections. Myanmar's troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 constitution. This is VOA News. In the United States, federal health officials say Florida has reported more than 21,600 new cases of COVID-19 on Saturday. That's the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. The Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask mandates and vaccine requirements, and along with the state legislature, has limited local officials' ability to impose measures meant to stop the spread of COVID-19. The CDC figures released Saturday showed how quickly the number of cases is rising in the Sunshine State. Only a day earlier, Florida reported about 17,000 new cases. Italy and France are introducing Europe's toughest vaccine pass regimes for normal social activities like dining indoors at restaurants, visiting museums, and attending sporting events. The tactic has boosted vaccination rates in both countries, but there are pockets of resistance by those who call it a violation of their civil liberties or who are concerned about vaccine safety. About 80,000 people protested in Italian cities last weekend, while thousands marched in Paris for the last 2 weekends. European nations in general have made strides in their vaccination rates in recent months without any incentives. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, reported 210 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 Saturday as police cordoned off downtown Sydney with multiple checkpoints to prevent a planned anti-lockdown protest. The Japanese government has declared a state of emergency in the western prefecture of Osaka and three other prefectures near Tokyo as a record high of COVID-19 cases have raised fears that the country's already strained medical system could collapse amid the Tokyo Olympics. The Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga's government will add the prefectures to areas under the state of emergency, which already covers Tokyo, Okinawa, and next Monday through August 31st, according to the government. The Athens-based Institute of Geodynamics says a 5.4 magnitude tremor occurred early Sunday in the Aegean Sea near the small Greek island of Nisiros, west of Rhodes. The quake's epicenter was about 23 kilometers south-southwest of Nisiros. It's a small island with about 1,000 inhabitants in an active volcano. And a number of wildfires are still blazing in Turkey, but more than 100 have been brought under control, according to officials. The Minister of Forestry and Agriculture tweeted that five fires were continuing in a couple of tourist destinations, but that 107 others had been subdued. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.